AF downed in your car to your home. Every week it's on the news. A deep talk or an interview. She'll make you laugh, she'll make you cry. When it's dark out, she's a light. When you're down, get you feeling right. Oh man, that's some fun.
Hi friends, welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Before we dive into today's conversation, I want to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, I'm an Enneagram 7, so I'm here for all the socializing, but I can pretty easily ignore my social battery and spread myself too thin, especially in the springtime. There's just so many fun things to do. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. So it's simple to get started. Your session can be done from right at home. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. Y'all know we love a quiz. And you'll get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge, because finding the right match for you is really important to us too. So find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/thatsoundsfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thatsoundsfun. Today on the show, I get to welcome back my friend, Ann Wilson. I know y'all love this girl, and so do I. If you missed her previous episodes, go back and listen. She's episode 336 and 420. We've linked them both in the show notes. And today we are catching up with Ann and talking about her brand new album y'all are going to live for. It is called Rebel. It releases on April 19th. Y'all, it is so good. You're really going to love it. I got to listen to it early, and I'm telling you, it is excellent. Anne is such a gift. Y'all are going to really love it. And we talk a lot about the complications of being a faith person making Christian music and country music. I think it's going to be really interesting for you. So I can't wait to hear your thoughts after you listen. Here's my conversation with my friend, one of my favorite artists, Anne Wilson.
That sounds fun.
Anne Wilson, welcome back to That Sounds Fun.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
What a treat.
I know.
We're going to talk about the most important things first. Because this is our 10th year of the podcast, we're now starting with our question. Because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what sounds fun to you right now.
Oh my goodness. Well, being here, I'm
Thank
so excited.
Thank you, mutual.
But I got a puppy back in the fall.
Oh my gosh. How? Do you take him on the her on the road?
Her, yeah. I take her on the road. Her name's Annie Oakley.
Oh, perfect.
She's the cutest thing. So I took her to my family farm for the first time ever last week. And yeah, it was the cutest thing ever. So going, I need to go back and like, that's what is like, sounds so fun right now, is getting to go back and take her on the farm.
How do you have time for a dog?
It's rough.
Yeah, it's a lot,
definitely,
right?
Hard to fit in, but it's so worth it because she's like my little companion. And she's just like such a cute little dog that gives me so much company. So I love her.
Okay, a couple of things we need to follow up about. You were on in October of 2021. Mm-hmm. I am still doing makeup the way you taught me on the internet. I'm still doing just a touch of highlighter on my nose. Is that still
so
trendy?
Cute. Yes. It
okay,
is.
Great.
Yes.
Great. Also, I noticed your nails are a little see-through. Yeah. I noticed this on the internet last week too. Is that what I should be doing as well?
Yes, it's bubble bath.
Okay, bubble bath.
So go into
dip
your
or what?
It is, but they also do gel.
It's
like
a dip
the same
person,
color.
Though.
Yeah, me too.
Have to.
Well, yours are pretty.
They're very close to yours. I went for a pink that matched my Easter suit.
Oh,
I had
that's
a very
cute.
Hot pink Easter suit, and so I needed a similar pink.
Yeah.
Tell me shape. Right now I'm really struggling with shape.
Okay. So for me, I normally, like, my natural nail grows square.
Yes.
But it makes my fingers look short.
Thank you. That's my
so
problem.
So to lengthen, I do, I guess it's oval.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been saying squoval lately.
Yeah.
That's been my request of choice. Because if they have any edges to them, like square, I will mess with it. If there's anything sharp, I'm messing with it.
Yeah, same.
And it's done for.
Yeah.
And all my money is, I might as well have just thrown it out the window into the breeze.
Yeah, totally.
I'll mess
Maybe
with
try,
it so quick.
Try oval next time.
Straight oval.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks. That's why we brought you here today. I just need you to keep giving me all the updates.
I'll give you all of it.
On me making sure I'm doing the right thing with my fashion, with my upkeep. I love getting my nails done.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's a serotonin release.
Right. I just so sit there good. And they go from ugly to pretty, and I've done nothing except listen to a podcast.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you, a lot of our friends here in town, because of their schedule, have someone come to their house.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on that train
yet?
I am not either.
I like to feel, I just still like to feel like normal, you know? And yeah. I try to continue to do things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that like someone come in your house, it wouldn't make you feel that way. But for me, I have this guy that works at a salon. So it just makes the most sense to go to him.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I understand there have been times where Lillian, my COO, has said, what if we had someone come to the office and did your nails while we were in a meeting? So we could like cut the time.
Yeah.
You know, where she's like, I think it would actually be worth the money
yeah.
for us to have you for that extra 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Versus you being gone.
Yeah.
We just haven't done it yet. Yeah. But I'm with you. I like going to salons that are big.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of hubbub.
Yeah.
I love a
and
hubbub.
I like just being able to pull away and do that. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm.
Well, what days are you home right now?
Well, I'm not home a ton.
Yeah.
But I really have gotten good, especially since the last time we talked, about just really reshaping my life in the way that I want it to be.
And, say more.
My team has been so amazing about just like letting me schedule off time a lot yeah. and keeping that kind of at the focus.
Yeah.
Like mental health being over my career and wow. my schedule and everything. And I feel like my team is really rare in that, just allowing me in. To be able to create space. So yes. they've been really helpful with that.
Yes.
But I've gotten really good. I mean, I've really set like healthy boundaries and really worked hard on scheduling off time for me and vacations yeah. and family time, because it just got to be where it was just, I wasn't living my life, you know, yeah. and it was really overwhelming yeah. and panic attacks and anxiety. And so it's been really good to get to that place.
And oh my gosh, you're on these huge stages singing in front of, so I mean, the My Jesus Tour sells out before a show.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, off stage and at home, you are struggling.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
And then you just found, was there a, we have to change? Or was it just sort of like, hey, this week I'd like to do this different. And then, hey, I like that last mm-hmm. week. We're going to do that again. Was there a mm-hmm. personal moment, or was it mm-hmm. progressive?
Well, I think for me, it was realizing like, okay, so 2022 was the worst year because it was 150 shows. I was gone. I counted 220 days from my
house.
Out
of 365.
Yes. And then that's not including like the stuff we did in town in Nashville.
My gosh.
And at the end of that year, I just remember feeling super numb. Like I had no capacity to feel any emotions. Mm. And that was when I realized something had to change. And so I called one of my mentors, which is actually Lauren Daigle.
Yes.
And she really helped me kind of get through that season of just like, if you don't set boundaries for yourself, no one else is going to. No one else is going to protect your time like you do. Yes. And so like you have to just, you have to take charge and you have to be the one that to do it. And then I remember realizing too, like, you know, everybody in most work environments gets like a weekend or at least like a day off a week. And I hadn't had a day off in like months. And I was just like, I just can't live like this. Because then it's like, how am I going to go on stage and pour out my heart, especially doing Christian music, spiritually giving to people if I'm empty inside?
Yeah.
And I was. And I was
barely
giving.
You can only fake it for so long, but you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I remember days where I would be weeping. Like on the phone with my counselor before, like 30 minutes before showtime, and then like drying my tears, touching up my makeup, and getting on stage and like
and doing
faking
it. Yeah.
And it was so hard. And then I would just walk off and cry like all night. Yeah. You know, it's just like the.
Also, can I release you from something? I don't think you're faking it. I think professionals go to their jobs even in the middle of hard times.
Yes, that's
so
very true.
A surgeon is like, going to go to their job in the middle of a very sad day anyway, too.
Yeah.
So I don't. I mean, were you totally faking it, or were you just able to go to your job?
No, I think it was like, I think it was turning it off. Like, when my brother died, like it was kind of the same thing. Like talking about Jacob every night on stage is very hard for me.
Oh, I can't imagine.
But then it's like having to turn off a part of me where I can talk about him, but not actually think about it. Because if I do, I'll cry.
Yes.
So it's the same thing. It's like going on stage and going, you know what? I'm going to just have to like forget about all these things I'm struggling with and just give them all that I have, which is really not much at all, but giving them all I have, which in some ways felt fake because it was like I was smiling when really I was in pain, but I wasn't gonna just, you know, go on stage and cry my eyes out. Like I wanted to give them what they came to see, which at least hope
and their
in
experience
Jesus
with Jesus. Totally.
So I think the Lord obviously met me in my weakness and gave me the strength that I didn't have and continues to.
Yeah.
But it was more like it was a decision that I was like, okay, yeah, God will do it. He will come through. He always does. But I want to make sure that I'm spiritually, you know, strong in these areas and that I'm filling myself up daily.
Yes. Yes.
And I just wasn't able to. And it was only going to get busier, which it has.
Right.
But 2023 was really a restructuring year for me where I was like, okay, I'm gonna, I took a couple months off. I went to the beach. I spent time with my family. I wrote the record. And then like this year too, even with it being a record year, it's still like just, I look at it differently than what I have in the past, which I think has helped a ton.
Yeah. So I'm so with you that I've struggled with when the backstage doesn't meet the onstage because we're faith people, is that dishonest? Mm-hmm. And I don't think it is. Because like even when my nephew was dying, my family didn't want me to talk about it publicly, but I had to get on Insta stories every day and do my job. Mm-hmm. And so it is such a challenge to meet Jesus privately and be in pain privately. And until your public life is allowed to reflect that, it does feel disingenuous, but I don't think it really is. Unless
you have
a gambling problem offline and online you're worshiping the Lord. Right.
Totally,
like if you're sinning offline.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's different. I think if you're in pain offline, everyone doesn't deserve your pain.
I know. So. I know. And I think too, it's like people don't understand it, you know? Like the things that I was going through were like specifically because of my career and the success that I had. And so most people will be like, well, you have this great life and you've had all the success. So like you're being ungrateful or whatever. And it's like, no, like unless you've lived it, you don't understand it. And so it was just for me, it was like, I'm not going to share this part of my life, you know, which now I have and now I've talked about it. But in the moment it was like, no, I'm not going to.
That's exactly right.
I'm not going to do that.
So. That sounds like a ton of wisdom and pain.
Yeah.
But that sounds like a ton of wisdom. Were you writing? So you finished that and that's literally when you start writing the Rebel album?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It feels, now that you're saying that, it feels like some of that desperation, is that a word, is woven into some of those songs. Some of the like, I'm in need is woven into it.
Yeah.
Is it hard to sing these songs?
No, these songs have been amazing. Like these have been life-giving for me. And like, way more than the last record. The last record was its own beautiful thing.
Yes.
And it was so much about my brother and starting out in the industry. But this record is really like truly life-giving in a way that the last wasn't. I think it's just, the first record was 17-year-old, 18-year-old, and right out of high school, you know, had no idea if my song was ever going to make it. And then all of a sudden, my life changes.
Right.
This record is like, okay, how have I come to terms with everything that's happened, you know, and what's it going to look like from here on out, which is the whole concept of Rebel, but then trickles down to like a few of the songs on the record that are specifically about kind of what I've been through over the last couple years. So
it is a really fun record.
Thank you.
I hate asking questions everybody else is going to ask, but I genuinely want to know. So I'm sorry to do this to you.
No, no.
Why'd you call it Rebel? I love that. Yeah. Did you call it Rebel? Why'd you call it Rebel?
So a lot of people ask me that and it's like,
know,
I'm this
I'm
little,
sorry.
Like, no. Like it's a funny thing. Cause it's like, people are like, I'm 5 feet tall. Uh-huh. I'm this like little blonde, sweet and whatever. Uh-huh. Like, why would you call your record Rebel? It's like, you're the farthest thing from a rebel. And for me, it started out with a concept. I had that title on my phone for years, but I didn't even know what it meant. I was like, I think it's a cool song title, but what's it going to look like? And then I had just released a song to Christian radio and nobody played it because it was too country sounding. And that really like fired me up because I was like, okay, this
song
is totally.
Yeah.
But like, other than that, like, which I got over quick.
It would hurt my feelings too.
It was like, why is nobody playing a song that's like steeped in the gospel and truth of what the Bible says because it's too country? Like, when did Christian music become a genre? I thought it was supposed to be about the message. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your song doesn't sound a certain way, stations aren't going to play you, but why?
Right.
Because Christian music is not supposed to be a genre. It's a message. It's about hope. So that, instead of like me giving in to pleasing Christian radio, I decided I was going to just be who I am.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? They have all these artists that they can play and it wouldn't be fair for me to change who I am because just to serve, like, I don't even think they would want me to do that, you know, because they want every artist to be authentically who they are.
Yes.
And at the time they just weren't playing a lot of country sounding songs.
Yeah.
So it like fired me up and I was like, I'm going to go do what I'm going to do, which is going to be authentically who I am, a Christian, love Jesus. That's my life.
Yeah.
And that's my world. But I also love the sound of country music. So I'm going to blend them, which they have so much similarity. Not as much anymore as I feel like it used to. Country music was a lot more about God, like back in like the 90s than it is now.
Yeah.
But it felt like I could do both at the same time in a really interesting way. So that was that part of it. And the other side of it was kind of going into like the country industry and how can I keep my faith at the forefront of what I do? And what would it look like to be a strong follower of Jesus in country music. That's a rebel move.
Yeah.
Because my generation doesn't talk about faith. Like,
right.
It's like if we're a Christian, we're somehow like the odd ones out,
yeah,
you know?
That's right.
So how can I cling to my faith, never let that go, show people that?
Yeah.
And then it was also me studying scripture at the time, which was really kind of in my own personal time, realizing how much of a rebel Jesus really was.
Yeah.
And how just he did things that nobody else thought he was ever going to do. And he didn't apologize for it.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the, like the wrapping up all those ideas into one was rebel. And then the tagline of the song is like, if a rebel's what it takes, a rebel's what I'll be. Because
yeah.
the one I follow was a rebel like me. So.
So good. It's so good.
You.
Okay. So are you hoping the Christian radios play this and the country stations play this?
So it's kind of like we have two singles right now. Strong is at Christian radio
yeah.
and Rain in the Review is at country.
And that video,
aww.
Dude, that video is so cool.
Thank you.
I love that you get to make music videos. I didn't know people got to do that really
it was
anymore.
So fun.
Okay.
I mean, it was miserable.
Yeah.
It was 3 a.m.
It was so fun and miserable.
I literally got so sick. I thought I was going, my body was like numb. I was so cold.
Yeah. Because
it was like freezing cold rain in the middle of the night in November. It was 30 degrees outside.
Interesting move though, to release a country single and a Christian single at the same time. Are y'all just kind of like science experimenting them?
Yes, because that's never happened before.
No.
So when we did it, it was like, okay, how are we going to do this?
Yeah.
But it was so clear. God made it so clear to me that I was supposed to do it. And I normally, like, when I make a decision like that, like, I am the type that, I know people are always like, don't over-spiritualize it, but I always am like, God, tell me what to do, because I'm not doing this without
literally
you.
My drive here. I was like, I'm just going to ask you to tell me what to do.
Yeah,
yes.
Just tell me what to do.
Yes.
And it was just like, he kept showing me signs, and I knew that this is what I was being called into. I was so nervous and so hesitant on like, wait, if nobody's ever done this before, how are we going to do it?
Yeah.
And God was just like, just continue to tell me, like, you're the one that I'm choosing to do this specific thing.
Wow.
And so it was just really interesting to kind of see it all come out to play. But it was basically like that song at country radio and then Strong at Christian, which are currently still at both.
Yes. And they're both doing super well at both.
Yeah,
right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be an experiment to see how it continues. But it's been really cool because I've been really welcomed by the countryside.
Yeah.
And then the Christian side supporting me through it.
Yeah.
Because I think it's not me changing. It's not me leaving Christian music and going to country. It's me being authentically who I am.
Yeah.
Which is just, like I said, a follower of Jesus who also loves country music.
Yeah.
And so it's not me changing. It's the same. And the second record is the same and as the first record. It's just a more matured version with a couple of more country songs on there than the last record.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you were out with Scotty McCrary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of Hillary Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of Zach Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of Jesse LaBelle. These mm-hmm. people who are these really good artists who are country sounding
mm-hmm.
and may have success in country, but also are faith people writing faith songs.
Totally.
So it's almost like there's this new genre growing. Is that, am I observing that correctly?
I think so. I think people are realizing that, like, it's time we now talk about faith.
Mm.
Like, the world is so much about talking about all these other subjects. But when we talk about faith, it's like, it's just so looked down upon or just shoved to the side.
Yeah.
It's like, well, then how, if you can talk about this, why aren't we allowed to talk about this, you know?
Mm.
And so I think my generation and a few people, like Hillary Scott is a great example, like, just are realizing we're just going to start being bold about our faith. And so I do think it's kind of intertwining in some ways. Even like Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Like even some of his songs are like, they might not be like full. He might not call himself fully faith-based, but like he's got so many hints at.
There's something there,
there's something there. It's like he's searching, you know, like all these artists. Like even Kacey Musgraves, I love her music and she just came out with an album. And I'm like, there's this element of like searching that I feel like this new generation is doing. And it's really cool to see it kind of come together. So.
Yeah, because you kind of get to go, hey, I'm a peer with you. I'm on the same radio as you. I actually have the answer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sing about the answer because your songs are asking the questions. I can give the answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And. Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation, tell you about one of our incredible partners, Hiya Health. Listen, even as adults, it is hard to get motivated to keep up with taking vitamins and supplements. So I know it's that much harder to get my mini BFFs to take them, but y'all, Hiya Health is your best hack. They're children's vitamins that your kids will love and you as a parent can trust. Other kids' vitamins are often candy in disguise because they're filled with sugar and other gummy junk, just kids don't need it. But that's why Hiya Health was created, the pediatrician-approved, super-powered, chewable vitamin. Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies and has 15 essential vitamins and minerals. It's shipped right to your door, and you also get these really cute stickers with your first shipment so your kids can decorate their bottles. It is so cute, and my Vitamin BFFs love them. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. You get 50% off your first order. So to claim this deal, go to HiyaHealth.com/that sounds fun. That's HiyaHealth.com/that sounds fun. And get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. And another incredible partner I get to tell you about, KiwiCo. Listen, speaking of my mini BFFs, this is another thing they're going to love. No matter how old the mini BFFs in your life are, KiwiCo delivers seriously fun learning for kids of all ages through hands-on projects and activities. And you can join in too. Each month, kids receive crates packed with activities designed to introduce them to exciting science, technology, and art concepts. Y'all, there's this one called the Yummy Crate that helps kids learn the science of cooking. It comes with recipes and cooking tools and activities for the kids to try and learn. It is so cute. Crates come with everything needed for the kids to build, including materials and instructions. And each month, kids receive crates packed with engaging hands-on activities designed to introduce them to exciting science, technology, and art concepts. There's always something new to discover, like engineering robots or learning about the science of ice cream. With 9 monthly programs to choose from, KiwiCo has something for kids of all ages, ranging from infants to preschoolers to teens and beyond. Each crate is designed by real experts and tested by kids to ensure that every experience is age-appropriate, engaging, and seriously fun. The best part? Watching their creative confidence grow as they tackle different challenges. That moment of pride and accomplishment at the end of a KiwiCo project sparks creative confidence for lots more tinkering and experimentation. Redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with the promo code ThatSoundsFun. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code ThatSoundsFun. Y'all, we all love something that is customized to us. Getting our favorite outfit tailored to fit just right, getting a custom piece of art for your house, listening to a playlist that's customized for us based on what we like to listen to. So why not use custom hair care? We all have different hair textures and types, and switching to a custom hair care routine has been so helpful for me. Like, my hair looks healthier and shinier. Plus, Pros also has custom skincare, which is so great because we definitely all have different needs for our skin too. With Pros, it is all about personalization. You do their in-depth consultation, and they come up with your made-to-order products. There are millions of possible formulas, but only one is uniquely yours or mine. Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, they're cruelty-free, and they're the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that they will bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial of 50% off your first subscription order, you guys. Just go to pros.com/that sounds fun so you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/that sounds fun. That's PROSE.com/that sounds fun. And now back to our conversation with Anne. That sounds fun. I can imagine there are some Christians who feel like Anne has sold out. Mm-hmm. And now she's a country artist. And yes. Now we're angry because we wanted her just to do worship-y kind of songs. And then maybe there are some mainstream people who are like, who is this girl talking about Jesus all the time? She sounds great. Mm-hmm. Her songs are great, but it's about Jesus. So on either side, you got lovers and haters.
Yes.
How do you keep being you?
It has been hard. I think it was hard in the beginning when I was looking at the comments, but I don't look at the comments anymore.
Okay.
At all.
It is amazing. The more followers someone has, the less they look at the comments.
Yes. Yeah. You I don't can't. Even have, like, I don't have social media on my phone.
Wow.
I haven't had it in a year. My church did, like, a digital fast last year. And we just did another one for Lent. And it's just, like, it's so
Darren life-giving. Came on the podcast. He taught us all about
really?
It. Yeah.
I love him so much.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's such a good pastor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I think I've gotten to the point where I've stopped looking at all of that. But
so you don't even, even as an Ann, you don't, not even as Ann Wilson, as Ann, you don't look at Instagram and social media is not a part of your life.
No.
What are you doing when you get home? So when I get home from work, I like scroll on Instagram for a little bit and then we'll play a game on my phone for a minute while I'm watching a show or while I'm eating dinner.
Yeah.
What are you doing if you're not looking at social media? It's playing with your puppy?
Yeah, literally. It's really hard, honestly. Like, it is so hard to overcome the constant need, like the dopamine or whatever hormone is released. It is hard. But I would say, like, what I've tried to do over the last year is I'll check it on my laptop.
Oh,
so
smart.
I'll get on like maybe once every other day just to make sure everything's been posted correctly.
Yes.
And like if there's any sweet like testimonies or like fans that reach out like that I want to like, you know, love on. But most of that comes through my management. So like management so they can get it to me anyways. So I don't really have to check it, but I just kind of do every now and then. But when I come home, normally it's just like working out or reading my Bible or whatever. That's the other thing I've done. I've like started doing multiple different Bible studies. So like instead of having the temptation to go on my phone, it's like, well, I need to go do this today.
Yeah, I've got homework.
So it's like, so then I can keep up with that, which has been amazing.
So having a lack of those outside voices probably has helped you to continue to create in the lane you want to create in because you aren't swayed, is what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, and I do think like the whole inspiration to really behind this whole movement for me was just reading the Bible and realizing that Jesus never went to the saved and to the Christians, but he always went to the lost and the broken. And like one of my favorite stories is like him like with the woman at the well and the prostitute and like the beauty in that and realizing like, okay, Christians might judge me for doing this. And they have. I mean, I've gotten some really bad comments of just, oh, well, you're just like everyone else. You use Christian music to get where you want to go, which is not my story. So if you took the time to research it, like I didn't start singing until my brother died. So I didn't even want to do music.
Right.
So like, that's not me.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's crazy to me how they'll say that. But then it's like the Bible is the opposite of that. It's like Jesus went to the least of these, not to the saved Christians and the Pharisees. Yeah. He actually couldn't stand those. He actually went to the ones that were not religious and that were broken and actually believed in him and needed that hope, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's been my calling is just like, okay, they're going to have their opinions just like the Pharisees did of Jesus, but I'm called to something greater, which is I'm following the Bible and I'm following Jesus and it's to tell the world about him.
Yeah.
So if I get hate, like that's going to happen. Yeah. It's going to happen to anyone.
Yeah.
And then the countryside's, I probably haven't had a lot of like much hate from them at all, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably like, why are you talking about Jesus so much? But then I do think they're probably like, oh, okay, like maybe we should pay attention or something, you know? So it's more been from the Christian side, which I totally knew going into it because some of my friends that are in the industry, like, you know, have gotten hate and stuff similar in different ways. But that's really what drives me is like not having those outside voices on social media, but also knowing like what the Bible says and what Jesus, aside from even my career, what Jesus calls of me as like a follower of him is to spread his gospel to the world.
Yes.
And so it's like, that's what keeps me motivated.
Yeah.
When I have hard days or when I get hate comments, it's like, no, I'm getting to spread Jesus.
Yeah, it is really, I mean, Jesus was so clear of like, love God and love other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm teaching at Crosspoint this Sunday. And I'm talking about what's the last sentence you want someone to write about you.
Mm.
And so I've been working on what's the last sentence I want people to write about me.
Mm.
And because we're talking about Jacob and the last sentence about him is in Hebrews. And and as I've been sitting on this for 10 days or whatever, working on it, I keep thinking, I want my sentence to be, she loved God and she really liked everybody.
Because
I'm like, I want anyone, and I think you're this way too, I want anyone who meets me to think, I bet Annie would be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I bet Anne would really like me if we met.
Mm-hmm.
And the only people who don't like that are other Christians.
Yeah.
You know? Other people who
hard.
Don't know the Lord
love
the idea of feeling loved. Christians, at times, it feels like to me, I have experienced them not to want other Christians to love everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to get us in trouble for saying all this?
No, I think it's totally true.
And so— how do you
very
model
selective.
That?
Yeah.
How do we model you can love everyone?
Yeah.
You genuinely can love and like. I mean, I have people I don't like but on first blush, I tend to like them.
Yeah.
They have to prove me unlikable before I stop liking them.
Yeah.
So how do you do that? How do you do that when you're meeting fans?
I think, well, for me, I think just the model of it is the Bible. I think it's like you can't argue with the Bible, you know?
Right.
It's the inherent word of God. It's like the truth. So there's no way around it. So I think for the Christian side of it, it's like, okay, well, you can have all these opinions, but read the Bible for yourself and then give me an answer on like what we're called to do here.
Yeah.
And then I think just with anyone I come into contact, I just try to love them like and be the kindest I can be to them, you know?
Yeah.
'Cause in my mind, it's like, we're all equal.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can live your life this way. I might not agree with it or whatever, but I'm still going to like be kind to you and love you because who am I to not be, you know?
Yeah.
'Cause we're all the same. We're all sinners and we all make mistakes. And so I think even like on the Christian side of things, like even the ones that are hating on me, it's like, okay, I'm going to still like try to love you through this because you just, you know, it's like, they probably just don't see it the way that we do, you know, which I don't necessarily blame people for that.
Yeah.
And I also do think like there have been some artists that have left Christian music and abused the Christian, like come to the Christian side of things just to get where they want to go.
Oh, wow.
So I do think it's like, I don't blame them for being a little bit skeptical in the beginning.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I continue to tell myself, like, I don't need to prove myself.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, I'll just continue to follow Jesus and he'll kind of do what he wants to do with my life. And I don't need to prove anything.
It's a long game, right?
Yeah. It's totally.
You and me want to still be doing this in 50 years, 70 years, whatever, you know? And so playing the long game is, okay, it's okay if y'all don't understand me today.
Yeah.
Stick around.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to leave over this, you'd have left over something else.
Yeah.
So you can go.
Yeah.
Because if this is what bothers you about me, I promise it won't be the last thing.
Yeah.
So my bet also is that the people, your music speaks louder. So I bet they're still streaming your music, even if they're hating you on Instagram.
Probably.
They're still streaming your music. So
I love it.
Deal with that. Okay. So there are 16 songs, 16 tracks on the album Rebel. To me, when you listen through and read that, I mean, there's one called Songs About Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to push some buttons, Ann Wilson. But then there's also 316.
Yeah.
How do you, when you're sitting down to write, did you write with Jeff Pardo?
Yes.
Oh, well, of course.
He wrote like 13 out of those 16.
Of course. Who else wrote with you?
Matthew wrote
Matthew
West wrote like 14, I think.
Okay.
And then it was really fun. So we took our little trio group, which are like two of my favorite people in the world.
Such
best
good
friends,
songwriters.
Brothers.
Yes.
Yeah. We write great together. We have a chemistry together.
Yeah.
We wrote My Jesus together for those that don't know. And then we added a couple of country people in.
So
we
smart.
Were like, how can we keep authentic to Anne and what I want to say, but also bring in this other perspective?
Yeah.
So Nicole Galyon, Emily Wiseband.
I love Nicole Galyon. She's been on the podcast too. She came
She's
and taught
amazing.
Us how to do Christmas parties.
I love it.
She's the best.
Lauren Hungate is a newer writer.
Yeah, I
and
don't know.
She
her.
Is phenomenal.
Okay.
Like when I was like, this is, I mean, I've never even, like, she is brilliant. She is such a good songwriter.
Yeah.
So she wrote a couple on the album, or actually, I think three. And then Casey Beathard wrote a song. He wrote Red Flag with me. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting people. Jaron Johnston. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a few more.
Yeah.
But that was kind of the core that we decided to bring in.
Yeah.
As we just kind of kept, I told my label, I was like, I want to write with new people. I'm still open to that. But I also think with the little time we have, I want to really hone in with these people.
With Matthew,
so we did a couple of retreats and just really got to focus in on the writing, which is
so when you're writing, so I'm working on a book right now. When you're writing, and things like Songs About Whiskey come up or other songs that you kind of go like, this is pushing the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel scared or do you go, let's
write? It fired
me
up.
Great.
I was like, if nobody else is going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Like, it's about time. Like somebody says these things. And it was fun. We sang Songs About Whiskey in a bar the other day. And it was the coolest experience.
Yeah.
Because it's like, have you listened to it yet?
Yes.
It's like, it's not about like, it's a very specific, you know,
it's fun.
Message.
It's, yes.
It's not saying that we don't agree with XYZ. It's just saying that I don't sing songs about it.
Yeah.
So it's like interesting to sing it in a bar and to see the reaction is so cool
from
people who probably aren't faith-based at all and they love it. But then the faith-based side loves it too.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's cool to see like the little affirmations of it come through so far. But yeah, I mean, I love that song.
Yeah.
And I think when things like that are said in the room, I'm like, this is going to be so fun.
You're so brave. Do you know your Enneagram number?
I'm a 2-wing 1.
You're a 2-wing 1 and you're not like stressed about pleasing people.
Yes.
You're just like going.
Well, I've had to overcome that.
Yeah.
In the beginning I was, but I think I got to the point and I'm like, okay,
Yes.
They're going to run me down to the ground if I don't stand up for myself here. Mm. So, and then that's another, like, Milestones is another song that kind of touches on that of just, like, of the industry. It's not, like, I love the industry, and they don't mean it badly. But if you don't protect yourself, you will get destroyed.
Well, this is true if you volunteer in a church. Totally. If you don't draw the boundaries, why are you expecting them to draw your boundaries? Yeah. They need a volunteer every Sunday.
Yes.
So if you're if you're worked up that you've worked 12 Sundays in a row, you have to say no. So you're I mean, in everything, you have to advocate for yourself. Yeah. You're in charge of your own boundaries, as Lauren Daigle taught us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, the album, I mean, I think in my experience of it, anyone who loves country music is in. I mean, it is, because I'm like a 90s country person. I'm listening to y'all 106.7 all the time right now. I mean, so I am way into the country side of it. And I love that Anne is there. Mm-hmm. Like, the woman we know who loves the Lord is in the middle of that. Mm. So when you're out on, talk about the Scotty McCreery tour.
Yeah.
Such a nice guy, I've heard.
Yeah,
I've never met him.
So
but
sweet.
I've heard he's such a nice dude.
I love him.
Yeah.
It was such a great tour.
It's an exhausting tour.
Well, it was only 14 shows.
Oh, really? I thought it was a lot longer than that.
No, it was 3 months, but it was 14 shows.
Oh,
which
got
was like
it.
Nothing compared
yeah,
to
that's
like
nothing for you.
Some of the other tours we've done.
Yeah. You're like, Annie, I was resting. That was I was on Sabbath that whole tour. Yeah. Oh, I guess because it went over 3 months, my experience of you on Instagram was.
Yeah, it was a long.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. It was the first country tour. I had no idea what to expect.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. I received so many messages on Instagram of people saying that they dedicated their life to Jesus at some
Get
of those
out
nights
of here.
During my set.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. So
do you do like a gospel presentation, or do you just
talk
about
my
Jesus?
I don't do like an altar call.
Yeah.
But I do like, I definitely share like, you know, a message, you know, along the lines of like, if, you know, you're never too far gone, like tonight, it's the night you can come to know him kind of thing. Because I felt like it was like, I'm not going to go on a country tour and change who I am to please this side of things.
Yes.
Because again, it's like there are a million country artists out there that are phenomenal and that they can, you know, fill in all the blanks, but I'm not that artist.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I'm not going to try to be like someone else that I'm not, I got to be authentically who I am,
right?
Which is talking about Jesus. I mean, that's what I do. So I think like that was really encouraging for me, just being able to, you know, share the gospel and it being welcomed, not every night, but most nights, you know, and then getting messages like, and I remember praying each night. I was like, God, even if one person, if just a seed is planted in their lives, like it's worth it.
Yeah.
And sure enough, like there are multiple people every night that would message me and let me know that, which just made me feel like, thank you, God, for using me in this tiny little way to be a part of this bigger kingdom.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. I mean, also it's not a tiny little way, but it is.
Well, it is
always kind when God lets us be a part of what he's doing.
Yeah,
I'm totally with you on that. I think we end up in people's stories at just the right time.
Yeah.
So whether we're like step 4 out of 7 or 7 out of 7, where when you say it on stage, they change their life.
Yeah.
You are, every time you get in front of them, you're getting to do that. Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation. Tell you about one of our incredible partners, Ritual. Okay, did you know women were excluded from clinical research policy by federal law until 1993? What? Women belong in scientific research. We're essential. Ritual knows. They've conducted a university-led human clinical trial for their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin. And the results are, it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. Ritual's multivitamin has high-quality, traceable key ingredients and clean, bioavailable forms. You take 2 capsules a day, which includes 9 key nutrients, and their unique B-lit and oil is even patented. Let's go. Plus, the capsules feature a delayed release designed to dissolve later, which helps make it gentle on an empty stomach. I really appreciate that. It also has this minty essence that keeps things fresh. I appreciate that too. And it just helps make taking your multis every day actually enjoyable. Plus, Ritual multivitamins are vegan, non-GMO, gluten and major allergen free, and certified B Corp. Ritual's Essential for Women is USP verified, which basically means you know you can trust what you're putting in your bod. They have industry-leading leading sustainability standards too, which I love. Ritual uses scientific tools to select lower carbon packages, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. They're a female-founded B Corp, meaning they are holding themselves accountable not just to the company's financial health, but also to the health of the people and our planet. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/that sounds fun. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/that sounds fun for 25% off. And another incredible part I get to tell you about, Liquid IV. Listen, I drink it every single day, you guys. And with this springy weather, it is beautiful here in Tennessee, which means lots more time outside. I'm happy about that. Y'all know I keep a water bottle with me while I'm around the office so I can stay hydrated, but I try to do it as I'm outside walking or meeting friends at the farmer's market too. These days, I'm packing Liquid IV with me so that I can stay extra hydrated. Liquid IV has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. It's all in one single sugar-free stick, so it's super easy to throw in my bag and take it with me. Have you tried their sugar-free flavors yet, y'all? There are 3 to choose from. You're really going to love them. The lemon lime is my favorite. They also have green grape and white peach. I mean, the peach also is very springy, and it is like ushering us right into summer, you guys. Let's go. We keep these stocked at our office, and we all have different favorites, but we genuinely like them all. Lillian makes a water bottle for me every morning, and I never pick what's going in it because I know I'm going to like whichever one she picks for me. So whether you're just trying to stay hydrated during the day like me or during a workout, or whether you're outdoors, Liquid IV can help you with all your hydration goals. Plus, it just tastes really good. There's no artificial sweeteners in it, and it's non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code ThatSoundsFun at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using the promo code ThatSoundsFun at liquidiv.com. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has 2 powerful ingredients in just 1 pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now, and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. And now back to finish up our conversation with Anne. Okay, so can you talk about your new tour yet? No, probably not.
Can't give details, okay. But I'm going on tour this fall.
Great.
And let's just say watch my social media, okay, like around like the end of April.
Great.
For an answer.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So the album will be out for everybody.
Yes.
Toward the end of April coming up. That's why we were like, we've got to get Anne on this month, because I want people to listen as soon as they can. And they can already listen to a handful of the songs online.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're headlining the tour.
Yes.
Okay, we can say that much. Okay, so talk to me about what happens between now and the night the buses leave, emotionally and spiritually for you. What are you prepping for? Because there are friends of ours listening who are going to college in the fall and who are starting a new job in the fall, who are moving somewhere in the fall. So they've got something coming in the fall, and they've got from now till then to get ready. Mm. What are you doing? What are you planning on doing for yourself to be ready to headline a major fall tour?
I mean, I think for me, probably just really focusing in on the spiritual side of things, just making sure I'm really in tune. Because tour is a lot, and this one's going to be a lot. which it, I'm like genuinely so excited about. Yeah. So it's not like I'm like, you know, whatever. But like I'm actually really excited about it. But tour is a lot for me because I think it's I carry a lot emotionally.
Yeah.
So like when
the leader of the tour is no joke.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And two, just because of my brother and the stories I get are really heavy, mm-hmm. which I love and I welcome mm-hmm. them. But it like for me, I always have to remind myself, oh wait, I don't have to carry that person's story. Like God,
yeah.
you do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can let it go to him. But that's a lot for me. And then just the weight of being a headliner is a whole thing that I didn't realize until I did it last fall. But
yeah.
I think it'll be different this time because I've done it now. So yeah. I've got it under my belt.
Yeah, but, that's right.
But yeah, I mean, I think just spiritually getting ready and gearing up for what could happen with the new record and just this new tour, you know, in the fall and just being prepared like spiritually and emotionally and mentally of just, okay, I know I'm going into a long season. So like, how am I going to, you know, pace myself and give myself what I need to get through, which I feel like I'm learning slowly but surely, you know?
Yeah.
But I think just for anything in life, and like you said, for those listening, like I think spiritually just preparing yourself for what to expect is always good. I think that helps me. Like if I know I'm going into something that's going to be hard,
I'm a
little bit more okay with it versus like being thrown into something where I'm like, okay, wait, I had no idea this was coming.
You know,
it's like I can prepare myself
for
whatever that may be.
Right.
And then normally I find myself like pleasantly surprised and I'm like, oh, this is actually like amazing. Or this is not as bad as, you know, I thought, or I'm not as tired as I thought I was going to be or mentally drained because I prepped myself going into it and spiritually like got myself ready. So
I think so many people were shocked when Taylor Swift was that video of her doing her whole set while running on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, every Christian artist, every touring person does a version of that.
Totally.
All of us do something that says, I'm going to prepare so that when I get there, I want to practice so hard in the practice that when I'm in the game, it isn't as hard.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I think that's really wise of you and really helpful for you to kind of give us some like what that looks like for you.
Yeah.
Because, headlining a tour is no joke. The spiritual comes on you. You're the front. You're the tip of the arrow.
Yeah.
In every way. You're also the one who is the star.
Yeah.
So you get all the good parts of that. But you also get the like, do we have to fire that guy?
Mm-hmm.
And do we have to, the weather? And it is a lot. Dude.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you've got one under your belt and you get to keep doing it. And so when our friends listening to this are like, we love Ann Wilson so much, which they do feel. What do you want people praying when they see you on Instagram, when they show up at the show, when they are listening to this album, if the Holy Spirit just goes like, pray for her, what would you want them to pray?
That's so sweet. I always just say strength.
Yeah.
Like I'm always just blown away by how I'm like, get through the hard seasons. And it's just the Lord continues to remind me. It's just his strength. It's like, and then someone will text me and be like, I prayed for you to have strength today. And I'm like, okay. Like, I think that's just what this year has been for me is just like, I might not have it in my own strength, but God always meets me there and gives me his. And so it's like, he always has an extra measure of grace for me to get through whatever it is for that day.
Yeah.
So that would be strength. Amazing.
I think it's hard to follow someone and pray for them and not cheer for them.
Yeah.
And so the more people pray for you, the more strengthened you feel and the larger your base of friends is.
Yeah.
I think.
I love that.
So this summer you aren't on tour. You're going to be,
well, we have festivals.
Oh
so,
good.
So we're playing like half Christian and half country festivals,
amazing.
Which is so exciting. So I'm really excited about that.
So BizTalk, do you have two booking agents? Do you have Colby and someone else, or is Colby do both?
It's just Colby. Yeah. Which I love Colby.
Listen,
he's precious.
This podcast could be a fan show for Colby Vedder. I love him so much. His wife, Katie Offerman, was on the podcast. I did their wedding. I love them so much.
I love them.
And he thinks the world of you.
Oh, he is precious.
It is amazing how the Lord, it is like the people that are meant to be around us get around us somehow.
Yeah.
And there were so many seats he wanted to sit in to help you.
I know.
And then
in the way
up,
it ended up.
Yeah.
At
your booking agency.
I know.
It is your booker. And
I know. It's so special.
Wow. So he gets you the Christian and the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
he's
is
amazing.
Wild.
I know.
Okay. We have to talk about festivals for a minute because I live for them. I love festivals so much.
Aww.
I don't ever get to do my job at them. I just get to go as
you
a fan.
Just get to go, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you, when you're at festivals, do you go get like a corn dog? Do you like go and look around at the animals? Do you get to go in it at all?
normally it starts in the morning, so there's people all day, so I can't really go out.
Yeah.
But sometimes I do. And my thing is fried Oreos. They're so good.
Dude, they're so good. Funnel cakes, get in my life.
I know.
But the problem is, if you do 8 festivals this summer,
yes,
and you pound fried Oreos at all of them, you're going to feel terrible.
That's the thing. It's like, we probably have like 20.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when I first started out, like my first year, I was like, oh my gosh, like these artists haven't made, like they get to go to all these festivals and eat all this bad food. And then I'm like, oh wait, we can't. Or else
can't
not be healthy at all.
Oh my gosh, you'll feel awful.
Yeah.
Totally. I went with, I had never been to Iowa before, and Russell Dickerson was playing a fair in Iowa. And so I flew there to be, and Kaylee was with him, obviously. And so we walked around during the day, and there was an entire cookie competition of people from that town who had baked cookies. We stood in the back and cheered like we were watching the Olympics. It was, there was a cross stitch example, someone doing a cross stitch in front. We had a ball. We had a ball.
That sounds amazing.
All those things. I just think you get to see a side of America.
Yeah.
It is so pure and beautiful when you go to fairs and festivals.
Did you go to the Iowa State Fair?
It was, maybe, I think so.
That one's amazing.
Yeah.
That, it's like really big.
Yes, it was really big. Probably, yeah.
I've played there before. It's so cool.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, how do I get my job out here? How do I get to go to all these fairs and festivals? Okay, so fried Oreos are the treat for you.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Well, now I'm gluten-free, so unfortunately, I won't be able to have those this year.
How long have you been gluten-free?
But like 2 years diagnosed.
Oh, is it like celiac biz?
No, it's just like you is really allergic on the charts.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
like in the last, since Christmas, I've been really strict about it.
Yeah.
And now I do think I have celiac because when I eat it, it's like an immediate like nausea feeling, which is a sign of celiac. So I'm like, I can't do it anymore, which is so hard. But at the same time, like I feel so much better. So it's worth it.
You know? I have been low gluten for a long time where I would eat it like on my Sabbath. I'd eat a bagel when I'm in New York and that kind of stuff. And so I was telling a friend of mine in New York a couple of weeks ago, I was like, I'm kind of low. And she's like, you're not doing yourself any favors. She was like, when it lives in your body, it lives in your body.
Yeah.
And she was like, so do 21 days and see if you'll feel different. And I'm on day 18. I feel different. Annoyingly. Yeah. I have so much more energy.
On it? Yes. Wow.
I have so much more energy. So I think I'm going to join your club and not go back.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard, but like you can still get really good pizza.
Yeah, that's right. Dobert.
Like, I've never had it. Is it good?
Girl, best gluten-free crust in town.
Yeah. Okay, I need to try it.
Yes, you do.
There's just so many options. Like even like gluten-free bread from Trader Joe's is really good. And there's ways to kind of work around it.
Yep.
The only, like the hardest part is really just like a burger.
I know.
If you love like a burger, it's really hard.
I know.
Like In-N-Out, because you know we're getting one in Tennessee, which I don't know when we are, but whenever that day comes, I'm just going to have to give up the gluten.
You're like, I'll start my cycle back over. Yeah. I'll feel bad for a couple of days.
Yes.
And I'll get right back on the train.
Yeah.
I know. The bagel, I don't even know whether we've talked about this, that I live in New York part-time this year.
No.
I have like an apartment up there. So
how
I go for like
that?
10 to 14 days a month.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's been really fun.
For fun?
Yeah. And I can do my job up there. We have a studio where I record. I'm writing the book up there.
Wow.
I am in meetings just on Zoom. I mean, it's been awesome.
That sounds amazing.
And the bagel
pace is so different though.
I live for it.
You live for that pace?
Oh my gosh. It feels like I finally can like hit the gas as hard as I can hit the gas.
Wow.
And everyone around me is fine with it.
Yeah.
And
okay, that's true.
I really enjoy, that's what you get to do on the road.
Yeah.
And then the balance is coming home. I'm kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Where my on the road is just New York.
It's New York,
And then I come back here and I go, okay, you should be on the couch tonight, ma'am. Okay, you should sit at a dinner for longer. You should, And the bagel place on my street has gluten-free everything bagels, and they are very good. So I'm like, okay, that'll be my Sabbath treat.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But it does feel different. It just means no. There are gluten-free Oreos, but not deep fried.
No.
Not deep fried at the fair.
I know.
There's not a gluten-free, dairy-free booth for you at a fair. I know. Okay. Well, just whatever makes you the healthiest.
Yes.
So that you can do things like sing with Tomlin on Good Friday.
Totally.
Go on tours. Do all the things. You need to be able to do it. The boots. Before we go, we have to talk about the boots. They are so perfect. They're
Thank
all glitter.
You. I'm wearing them right now, actually.
When you walked in, I thought, what a gift from the Lord, because I was going to ask you anyway, where are they from? How do you do it? Do they hurt?
They don't.
Okay, great.
Thank God they don't.
I know.
Well, if I had them on all day, they probably would.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I don't wear them all day.
Sure.
These are, I think they're actually just from Boot Barn.
Of course. Well done.
And my sister is my stylist.
Yes.
So she, I don't know where half the stuff comes
She's
from.
She's so trendy.
She is amazing. She just finds me things and ships it to my house or will bring it to me when I see her.
Yeah.
And be like, this is what you're wearing today. Like, what do you have this week? And I'll be like, I have this, this, this. And she'll be like, you're going to wear this on these days. And it's
brilliant.
Amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's so amazing. So she got me these boots. They're so fun. They sparkle, especially like when I'm on stage and the lights are hitting me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so much fun. So.
Okay. Very good. They're very cute.
Thank you.
I love them. And I just love you. I'm so excited for everybody to hear this album. Mm,
thank you.
Thanks for doing the hard work.
Yes.
It's really.
Thank you so much for having me. I was like, I'm so excited to go talk to Annie. I love her so much.
Absolutely. Anytime. You are so welcome here.
Oh,
so I genuinely hope we are doing this for a lot of decades
yes,
to come.
Yes, me too.
I hope you get to keep following where the Lord leads you.
And thank you.
Hebrews says we run the race marked out for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want you to hear me and our like, that sounds fun friends cheering for you, running the race that's marked out for you.
Thank you.
It is good that it's different.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, girl. Oh, you guys, isn't she the best? I mean, how impressed are we with this woman? I mean, she is young, but brave and wise. Oh, I'm just super impressed. And I love what she wanted us to pray for her to have strength. And so let's be people who pray the things we say we're going to pray. And so I hope you will continue to pray for Anne. Make sure you're following her on socials. Tell her thanks for being on the show. And the album is coming. Rebel is coming April 19th. But until then, there's already 5 songs that have been released. You're going to love them. Head over to Spotify or wherever you listen to music and check them out today. If you have any questions from this episode, drop them in the Q&A box on your Spotify app if you're a Spotify listener like me, or send them to us on Instagram at That Sounds Fun Podcast. We'll try to answer them there in the stories. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Anywhere you need me, that is where you can find me. I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home. Do something that sounds fun to you, and I will do the same. Today, what sounds fun to me? Listen, this Sunday, I get to preach at Cross Point Church. So if you're in town, come join us. Or if you want to watch online, you can do that too. We'll link it in the show notes below. So that's what sounds fun to me is practicing my talk again, making sure we are ready with whatever God would have for our church on Sunday. Whew, I'm excited. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday as we continue our Let's Read the Gospel series, talking about the book of Luke with one of my favorite pastors, Bethany Allen from Bridgetown. We'll see y'all on Monday.
That sounds fun. That sounds fun.